Welcome back to the Young, Dumb, and Married podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Doug.
And we missed another week, guys.
We are very busy right now.
We are. There's a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you'll find out eventually, but yeah.
Probably just never.
It's okay. Yeah. But yeah, so we kind of missed last week, but we're back at it this week.
Maybe we'll just make it bi-weekly since we seem to miss every other week lately anyway.
Hey, we were doing really good. Like all the way up until episode 10, it was like every week. And then we just like started messing up.
Life happens.
It does. So how was your week?
My week was short because of Labor Day weekend. So I only worked really 2 days because I had my monthly SECO meeting Friday.
No one knows what those words.
They don't need to worry about it.
You had a work meeting.
I had a meeting for work on Friday that resulted in me working for all of an hour.
Exactly. And we did some fun stuff over the Labor Day weekend. We went to waterfalls. We ate some
letdown.
Yeah, the waterfall was a letdown. It wasn't one of the best. There's a lot of waterfalls on Okinawa, but this one was not the top.
No.
It was a very long hike, though.
Going back through the river on the way back, though, made it a lot better.
Yes, because we were dying of heat because we thought one... Because usually when you get up to a waterfall, you can, like, swim in the pool. And so it's a cool down. Well, the swimming area was closed off. And so when the whole time you're on this hike, you're thinking, I'm going to get relief. And then you don't. You're like, oh.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
It was. So we did that. We ate at some new food places.
Bought some stuff.
We know that our time in Okinawa is not forever. We're kind of buying Japan-specific things that we haven't bought. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, we got our Ryuku glass. I guess we'd call them bar glasses.
Yeah, they're like bar glasses. They're what you would put an old fashioned in.
Yeah. And then you got your Japan specific mermaid cup.
Oh yeah. So Japan Starbucks had their anniversary collection and it's like a really pretty teal color and it's mermaid. If you look up Japan anniversary collection Starbucks, you'll see it, but it's really pretty. And so I was excited about that. And their fall cup that they had.
Yeah. We got the fall mug. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all we did on Saturday.
Yeah. And then Sunday we went to breakfast.
Of course.
One of our favorite places. They give you a mini creme brulee right before your breakfast, which I don't know how you can have a better breakfast then.
No. And that, I mean, that's what we like to do is go get breakfast.
We do.
They really do breakfast right in Okinawa.
Yeah, we love breakfast. We could probably eat breakfast all the time.
Breakfast is responsible for 90% of the time of me being overweight.
That's so true. So many pancakes and Eggs Benedict.
Oh.
Yeah, Eggs Benedict is Doug's favorite breakfast, by the way.
It is. I don't know why it took me so long to like it. It was actually in Australia when I had Eggs Benedict for the first time at the hotel restaurant that we had.
And you're like, what am I missing out on?
Yeah, and like everybody got it. And I was like, all right, well, let's give it a try.
We'll wing it. Yeah, it was really good.
It was mind-blowing. Life-changing.
Yeah. We made a cute little music box that I've been eyeing since we got to Island.
Yep.
So we designed the top of that. That was fun.
Because I finally had your favorite Disney song.
Yes.
Which is Disney, right?
Yeah, it's Disney. It's When You Wish Upon a Star. So we did all that. So we kind of had an eventful weekend.
Monday was huge. I went and golfed.
Yeah, you went golfing. And then we had work. We were supposed to have a typhoon this week, so it didn't actually fully come, but we got rain
also
and wind.
Also a major letdown.
Yeah. So Typhoon Ling Ling just gave us rain and wind.
Ling Ling, you depressed me.
You know what? Oh, you haven't seen the movie, but on Hot Chick, the one girl's name is Ling Ling, and her mom always tries to act cool, and she goes, Ling Ling, like all the time. It's really funny.
I'm just going to have to agree with you.
So this week, I wanted to dive into engagements, weddings, why should you even get married, all the fun stuff.
Why should you get married, Chelsea?
We'll get to that, okay? Let's start with the beginning before you even decide to get married and deciding to get engaged. So how do you think you come about the choice to get engaged? Like,
you find another human who can tolerate you.
Oh my gosh, that is true, but this is not the birds and the bees talk. I think that there always has to be a conversation. So don't just go popping the question if you haven't talked to the other person and got their point of view and know that they want to get engaged or they are ready to get engaged.
Also true. It's really embarrassing if you do it in like a public space and that person had no intention of ever getting married.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine what happens? My biggest question always is what happens when someone proposes and the other person says no? Like, do you just go about your day, you go to lunch afterwards, move on, try it again another time, or do you have to break up right then and there?
Somebody, anybody out there, can you answer it? Let us know.
Yeah, we need to know.
Did it happen
to
you?
So I think that brings us into the do's and don'ts of engagements. Do know if your significant other wants to be engaged.
Don't go the Borat route and put a potato sack over him.
Oh my God. Maybe do plan it out.
Nah, I like to wing it.
No, there should be at least some sort of planning. Like, don't. It's a big moment. I think it should have some thought behind it.
Yeah, the thought was, I bought a ring. Everything after that, you just kind of guess.
Oh my gosh, you're so false. You did not just guess.
Oh, I know. I 100% planned it out. But that was also because I was on a very specific time crunch.
Yeah, but it should still be planned out because you want it to be special.
It was special. I hired a photographer.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying that for other
people.
You're
saying it wasn't special?
Yes.
It wasn't special?
Not.
Ollie, pack your toys.
That's our favorite thing to tell Ollie to do when we're joking with each other. We're like, pack your toys, Ollie. We're leaving.
Put them in your bed. Let's go.
He has to pack his toys. One day.
He's just going to pick one up. Be like, yeah. Let's go. I'm good. Yeah.
But I think another important do is to kind of gauge whether or not they want it to be out in front of everyone or they want it to be an intimate moment. Because not everyone wants to be engaged on a Jumbotron.
Also true. I think just a general rule of thumb, though, don't get engaged at somebody else's wedding reception.
Yes. I see those videos all the time on Facebook and I'm like, I would be so mad if someone got engaged at my wedding.
Yeah. Because now it's like, this is supposed to be, well, I would say our big day, but really it's your big day. The guy's just there for the ride.
Well, then I feel like I'm also paying for their engagement. I supported your whole engagement here.
So I guess it's smart. I mean, they had dinner, they had drinks.
True. A photographer.
Good planning.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I think not everyone wants to be engaged in front of a large crowd. I don't think I would have wanted a Jumbotron to come on me and say, will you marry me? In like a whole baseball stadium turning and looking at me.
Also true. So I think some people just like to do it the small romantic way at home.
Yeah, like, I think it's
Monica
fine.
Monica and Chandler style.
I think it's fine at home or your favorite restaurant or even just on a walk. I think those are all perfectly fine. I don't think it has to be something huge and expensive and elaborate, but I do think it needs to have sentiment behind it.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of your life is going to be huge and expensive and elaborate.
Yeah, well, when it comes to expensive, how much do you think you should spend on an engagement ring?
I don't know. I sold my car and used that.
You also didn't need your car.
Why you gotta go, like, it seemed like, wow, he really loved her. He sold his car to pay for that engagement ring.
Rode his bike to see her.
Yeah, you just took all my thunder away. Thanks.
I'm sorry. But what do you think?
I honestly don't know.
I know the old saying is like 3 months pay, but I feel like that's a lot for an engagement ring.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I feel like that's a little overwhelming.
Well, I mean, but then again, it also depends. Are you working at McDonald's? Guess what? 3 months pay might only be like $900.
Yeah, but don't you think that's a little bit ridiculous? Like, still, like, no matter what level you're making, it's still the same, like, basic percentage of your total income.
Yeah.
And so, I think it's important to remember that it needs to be a reasonable.
Well, it depends on the girl, too.
Yeah, but
if she's somebody who is simple and likes simple things and doesn't like big, shiny, gaudy rings, then you go with, like, a more simple diamond.
But I think you can find still fancy larger rings for a decent price if you pay attention.
Or you can go to Tiffany and get a really simple dinky ring for a big price.
Exactly. So I don't think it has to be the price. I think it has to be the sentiment behind it. Once again, I think knowing what she likes, whether like what shape of ring she likes, what color of band she likes, things like that are more important than the price that you paid for it.
Yeah, but I mean, in this day and age also, what girl has not like shown specifically the kind of ring that she wants at some point?
That's what I'm saying. You can still find that same ring, maybe just on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
So I think it's important.
So you know exactly what she wants.
Yeah, you should know what she wants. And I mean, she does have to wear it for the foreseeable future, like the rest of her life. So she should
usually
like it.
Yeah.
So I think getting her opinion is very important.
Or you can just wing it and hope like hell that it works out for you.
I guess. Keep the receipt. Nah. Exchange it.
Pawn it. Take it to a pawn shop and just trade it in.
How long should you be engaged?
It depends. I really think it depends.
Yeah? On what?
Like, are you young? Have you lived together before? I think then you may need a little longer engagement just to continue, like, learning about each other. But if you are older, maybe you've lived together for a little while, like, you already are living your lives together, the engagement to wedding period doesn't need to be as long. Really just needs to be as long as is necessary to properly plan out the wedding that she has
already planned.
Already planned.
I think that's true. I think it's definitely dependent on the person, but I think don't rush it to get to the next step. Enjoy the step and stage that you're in.
Yeah.
So, like, soak in that stage that you're in. Soak in the engagement. Soak in the happiness of that stage. Don't just try to rush to the next one.
Yeah, you don't need to be engaged for 2 weeks, but you also don't need to be engaged for 2 years.
I mean, you could be engaged for 2 years.
You could be.
What if you got engaged at, like, 18 or, like, 16? Well, see,
that's where we go with the spending time engaged to make sure that this wasn't a massive mistake.
So, your engagement's over. I mean, not over. Ooh, that's not bad. You're engaged. Or you're not engaged, I guess, is also possible. Why should you even get married now? Why does it even matter? People live together and aren't married. Should you get married? What reasons do you get married for?
Is common law marriage still a thing? Because you could just ride it out till then.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a thing anymore. But why did you want to get married instead of just living together?
Can I plead the fifth?
No!
Can I say that I had to because I get paid more in the military for being married?
That's not why you want to get married.
No, I wanted to get married because I loved you and I wanted to spend my life with you. And I don't know. Guys don't really put a whole lot of thought into why they get married.
I think now they do. I think there are a lot more that don't want to get married and they just want to live together. Like, they just want to continue dating.
Yeah. I mean, it takes some of the drama out of a potential separation.
It does, but I also think it takes something that I think and why I think getting, like, why I wanted to get married and why I think marriage is important is when you're dating, you can break up at any point.
You can.
Over anything. When you're married, there's an extra level of commitment. It's going to cost you money to leave each other. So you have to work through a lot more instead of just, like, throwing in the towel as easily.
And that's why we got married. I was tired of you just leaving me on a whim.
Oh, my goodness. What a crybaby.
Wah.
But
see,
I
need my soundboard.
Yeah, that would be a perfect soundboard moment. But yeah, that's what I think. I think it's because it adds an extra level of commitment to each other that relationships need at a certain point. But also, not everyone is meant to be married. And maybe if you're thinking, I don't think I want to get married to this person, but I've been with them for a long time. I don't know. Maybe there's reasons behind that. Maybe you gotta delve deeper. Maybe it's a, like, personal thing.
Yeah, I like the idea of marriage. I think it's, I'm not going to say it's required, but it is the next step in life when you've been with someone for an extended period of time and you don't plan on not being together.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that if you're having kids with someone, you should probably be married.
Yeah, well, and I think the thing of, it's just a piece of paper. It's like, no, but it's not just a piece of paper.
It's a binding contract.
It is literally a binding contract. That's like saying, like, when you start a business, like, we don't need to sign any contracts because I promise I'll stay with you. Like, I promise I won't screw you over.
Yeah.
Like, marriage is a contract, just like any business contract. It's a promise to each other.
I mean, technically, a handshake is a contract if it is witnessed by another person.
Oh, so we should have just shook hands?
We could have. Would have saved money.
Ah, dang it. So going into, you decide you're going to get married. Weddings, do's and don'ts. What are some do's?
Get married.
I think another do is have good food, because that's important.
Yeah, if you can have a bunch of people there, don't serve them bad food.
I agree. And make sure you eat your food. Like, take time to eat the food, because I don't remember eating the food. I feel like I got a couple bites and, like, walked away.
Yeah, it's because as, like, the bride and groom, you're constantly getting pulled left, right, and center to do all these different things.
Yeah, make sure you eat your food.
But then again, our wedding was also different in that it was more buffet-ish style.
Still.
Whereas if you have, like, a catering service, you guys get your food first, and you have your time to eat while everybody else is going through and getting fed, and then you can do all your extra, the dances and the games and stuff while everybody else is eating because you did already eat.
So maybe that's something to think about too, catering versus like a buffet style too. It kind of gives you a different timeline.
Yeah.
Some don'ts are...
I'm not done with the do's.
Oh, sorry. Go on to do's. What else? What other do's you got?
Have an open bar.
Have at least some alcohol provided. Like, you don't have to have a fully open bar if you can't afford it, but you should have some alcohol provided. Like, have a keg, have some wine, like some basics.
Yeah, don't make everybody have to pay for their drinks. They already bought you gifts. You could give a little bit back. I'm talking to all you people out there that are getting married in the not-too-distant future that are going to invite us. We have some expectations.
We do. Good food and alcohol.
It's the way to my heart.
Another thing, good DJ.
Yeah.
Like, your DJ needs to, can't play the same song 8,000 times or play 5 line dances in a row or 5 slow songs in a row.
Yeah, nobody wants to do the Cupid Shuffle 6 times during your wedding.
No. So make sure you have a good DJ.
Or a good band.
Yeah. Also a good photographer, because that is one thing you will have forever are your pictures.
Yes.
So make sure you spend money on your photographer and let them know what specific pictures you want.
Yeah, that is very important. We had a good photographer.
We did. We enjoyed our photographer, and she did a wonderful job, and our pictures are pretty.
She did.
Some don'ts. Don't get trashed on your wedding day.
What?
Don't get trashed on your wedding. It's fine if your bridal party gets trashed. It's fine if your guests get trashed, but you need to have a level of remembrance of your wedding.
Yeah, and a lot of times you do, like, immediately leave the next day for your honeymoon.
Yeah.
And if you get too drunk, now you got to get a ride to the airport, and somebody else that was drinking has to wake up and possibly get a DUI. I can see that's a don't.
Yeah, like, have a couple of drinks, but you paid all this money for this event.
That's what the pictures are for, though.
Yeah.
You're going to remember it through the pictures.
Another thing is, I think, don't spend crazy money on your decorations. Spend enough to make it look nice, but you don't need to break the bank and having these, like, 5-foot-tall centerpieces or anything, because people aren't going to pay attention to them, really.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Like, I think we are past the days of needing to have these big, lavish, beautiful weddings. Like, do enough to make it, like, beautiful for you, but you don't need all this special stuff. You don't need 18 different things hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah. You need, like a Cirque du Soleil performance.
Like, keep it simple. Take whatever, like, if you were going to spend $10,000 on your wedding, spend, like, $3,000 and use that other $7,000 for maybe a new car, a down payment on a home. Heck, use that for your honeymoon.
I think that's another thing when it comes to how much you should spend on a wedding. You don't want to start off a marriage way in debt because of a wedding, because of one day. And also, you don't want to burden your parents either. A lot of people are now waiting to get married until later in life, and so a lot of their parents are nearing retirement age. And why are you going to put your parents in that situation or yourself in that situation, honestly?
That's why if we ever have kids, I'm going to start saving, like, right away. Not for college, but for their wedding.
That's true.
And then I'm not going to tell them. I'm just going to pay for the wedding. And then whatever is left over from their wedding fund, we're going to party. We're going to Cabo.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Right?
See, like, you later.
They're finally out of the house. Let's go celebrate.
Do you think you would rather a big wedding or a small wedding?
Small weddings.
Small weddings.
I like small weddings. I think small are
really... They're very... I think you can do a lot more and you can spend less. But also, it's more intimate. There's no reason you need to invite everyone.
Well, there is a reason.
Well, there is. It's a
small reason.
The presence.
The presence. It's kind of like your graduation. You invite everybody you have ever come in contact with because, hey, $5 a head.
But I also think that's a little ridiculous.
Oh, 100%.
I think it's crazy. I think I would rather have people that actually want to be there and care about me and have been there through my relationship than have... I would rather have 50 good people than 200 okay people.
So are you just not going to invite those 50 good people and only invite 200 okay people?
No, I won't.
See, so you would have 50 good people and
I
then...
I said I would rather have 50 good people instead of 200 okay people.
Yeah, but you would technically have those 50 good people still and then 150 okay people.
Oh, okay,
see?
Whatever.
Math.
Unless I was going to have 250 total people.
Oof, that's... Now you're getting into that catering bill.
Yeah, but... So I think, I agree. I really like small weddings.
Yeah, small weddings are better just because, as a guest, I'm not expecting you to spend a lot of time talking to me. But, like, thank all of your guests for coming and talk to them for a couple of minutes, because you don't, like...
Definitely.
Some people you may have invited may have come from 1,400 miles away.
They traveled, or they took time out of their schedule,
like,
at minimum.
They're spending money to come see you and celebrate your day with you. When you have that big 250, 300-person wedding, you don't really get to give, like, all your guests the proper, like, appreciation for coming to celebrate with you.
Yeah, that makes sense. What are some things you wish you knew about weddings before we got married? Or what are some things that you wish would have changed in our wedding?
Well, for ours, I wish that we would have done the courthouse wedding before I left, and then taken more time to actually have, like, the big reception afterwards.
I agree. I think that would have been a good idea for our situation, because we did have, like, a short turnaround, and I think it would have been fun to plan it together.
Yeah, like, that's one thing. I'm not saying I would have had a whole lot of input in it, but I still would have liked to have been there to discuss ideas and options for our rehearsal, or not the rehearsal, but the reception. I think it probably wouldn't have made a huge difference, because at the end of the day, like, we just wanted to be married.
Yeah, I think we were in a different frame of mind, but I do think it's an important life event, so it is something that is fun to do together, and we didn't get to do it together. So I would agree. I would change it to where we maybe just got, like, paper married and then had an actual wedding.
Yeah, because then we would have been married. You could have moved with me right away still, and then we could have planned for, like, a mock wedding with reception for late summer, early fall time frame.
Yeah.
Vice me coming home for a whole, what was, like, 9 days.
Yeah.
Married, went on our honeymoon, came back and had the reception.
Yeah. I think I also would have spent money on flowers, because I really love how fresh flowers look. I know, mm-hmm, a lot of people, like, disagree with it, but I think they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they can be used, like, you use them as centerpieces, too. So I think I would have spent money on fresh flowers, and I would have, I think, well, taking the time would have helped us save money for it, but I think I would have spent more money when it came to our food.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up having our families,
Yeah, they all made it, and I'm very grateful, but I think it would have been fun so that they didn't have to worry about it, and that they could have just enjoyed the time, and we could have had a caterer.
Well, we could have had a local caterer take care of it. That way, our family that did take all the time to help do the decorations,
yeah, they cook all the food, enjoyed it.
Could have just enjoyed it instead of, like, making sure that the food was staying warm, that everybody was eating. Like,
yeah,
I felt like our families didn't get to have the full experience.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll ever say this.
No. But I'm very thankful for all the work that they put in.
Oh, yeah. They've been over backwards for us more than I can even count.
I did ask on Instagram what things that people wish they would have known. And one of them is, I wish Pinterest was around, because I feel like I missed out on so many opportunities to do creative things. And I think that's so true, because there are a lot of things that can easily be made or done cheaper that Pinterest has now allowed people to do, you know? Like, weddings are so gorgeous and on such a lower budget now.
Yeah, but I mean, that is just the nature of
evolution
growing
of technology.
Up in the time we did.
Yeah. Another one is, they wish they knew that all the drama and planning was worth it in the end. I think that's true. Like, all the stress of planning is worth it. But the one thing that we were told is that no matter what goes wrong on this day, at the end of the day, you're going to be married, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Because no one else is going to remember your wedding but you. And you're going to forget things over time. Like, I couldn't name everything we ate. I couldn't name what the decorations looked like, or
well,
what songs we heard.
That's because we've already went over, like, we didn't eat.
I know. But you know what I'm saying? I think it is important to remember the purpose that you're there.
Yeah.
What are you there on that day for? You're there to get married to the love of your life, and this is what you chose.
Which is the same advice we've given, like, several friends that have gotten married now.
Because wedding planning can be stressful, especially if you're planning a large wedding, or you've been planning for a long time.
Yeah.
If you have a big bridal party, that adds more stress.
That's why we just went with one each.
We did. I like a little bit bigger. I think, like, three, mm-hmm, each would have been a nice number too. But the more people you add, the more opinions and more coordinating you have to do, which makes more stress.
Yeah. Getting everybody on the same page the day of,
same schedule,
it's more,
yeah,
people you have to, like, corral to make sure they show up, especially for you, because when you have a bridal party.
A bridal party.
a bridal party that is sizable. Now everybody's getting hair and makeup done together. Maybe you guys are going to get pedicures beforehand together and getting everybody on the same schedule and everybody has different opinions.
Well, and you want to keep everyone happy because you want it to be a happy moment, but yeah. Then it's like you're appeasing people, then you're like, wait, this is my wedding. Why aren't people appeasing me?
This color doesn't look good on me.
Listen, Karen.
I was going to say Cheryl, but all right.
You wear that the ugliest color poop green ever.
It's like, what was that movie? 31 Dresses?
27 Dresses.
27 Dresses?
Yeah.
She had some hideous things. She never once complained.
Nope, she was great bridesmaid.
She rocked it.
That's another good advice. If you are in the bridal party, bridesmaid or groomsman on either side,
just shut up and do your job.
Yeah, just support them. Tell them positive things. Ask them what they need help with. That's it.
Yeah, if they want your opinion, they'll give it to you.
They'll ask for it.
No, they'll give it to you.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I think all that's really good information. Let us know what your favorite parts about weddings are. Because I think my favorite part is dancing. I love dancing at weddings.
I like to eat and drink and be merry.
Well, and I think as you get older, it's really fun because it's a good excuse to get all your friends together.
Yeah.
It's like little mini reunions, which is really fun.
Plus, I'm always looking for a reason to put a suit on.
That's true.
Doug loves a good suit. I do love wearing my suits.
Yep. He likes to look handsome.
I might need to get another suit made before we leave this place.
Oh my goodness, no.
They're well made.
Oh.
Hand stitched by a little old Chinese man.
Yeah, probably forcefully.
He seemed pretty happy back there.
I don't know about that. But yeah, let us know what your favorite part about weddings are, or what your idea is on if you should even get married, or if you'd plan on getting married. So feel free to email us at youngdumbmarriedpod@gmail.com. You can message or comment on Facebook, Young, Dumb, and Married. We are Young, period, Dumb, period, Married on Instagram. And don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe, all the fun stuff. I don't know what else you can do on these apps. There's so many of them. Do it all, though. Share it with a friend. And let us know what you want to hear next. Or let us know what you think of us. Don't let us know what you think of us.
No, let us know. Let us know if we're terrible.
Don't let us know we're terrible.
If you tell us we're terrible, we're not going to quit. But, I mean, you could just stop listening.
Don't stop listening either.
Just play it in the background.
Yeah, just play it in the background. We just want the play.
You can use it as torture for somebody.
There you go. If you hate us that much, use us as a torture device for someone.
Pretty sure Kim Jong-un uses Justin Bieber music to torture his hostages.
Oh, my goodness.
Just saying.
So, until next time, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Doug.
See ya.